Will the Senate please come to order? Will members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll shows 16 members present this morning. Senators Lehman, Mackey, and Ward are excused from the call of the Senate today, Madam President.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. If members would please stand, our chaplain this morning is Pastor Wayne Coggins of the Cornerstone Family Ministries.
Our Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity I've had to serve as chaplain for the Senate during this first week of the 21st legislature. I ask today that you would bless each of these men and women with extraordinary perspicacity, the ability to see below the surface of an issue. Grant them the ability to ask the right questions, to be seekers of wisdom, and to have the courage to be decisive when all is said and done. It's often said of presidents that during times of crisis or national emergency, it's important for a president to be visible to the nation and act presidential. My prayer, Lord, is that you would enable these Alaska State Senators to do more than act senatorial, but to be men and women of clear vision, strong character, and able leadership, who in the light of the difficult challenges facing our state are willing to step up to the plate and give finding solutions their best shot. Amen.
Senator Green, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer has been spread on the journal. Would the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify the correctness of the journal for the third legislative day.
Senator Halford.
Unanimous consent, the journal for the third legislative day be approved and certified.
Hearing no objection, the journal is certified. Introduction of guests. Senator Parnell.
Thank you, Madam President. On behalf of my office and the other co-chair of Senate Finance, I want to introduce some special people to us up in the Senate Finance Room. In the Miller Gallery, our Senate Finance page for the year is Sarah Wright. We also have an intern from Juno Douglas High School, Jane Severin, who is working with us, and our Assistant Committee Secretary, Mindy Rowling. Please help us, please let us all welcome them to the Senate.
Senator Elton. Further introductions? Madam Secretary, are there any messages from the Governor?
There are no messages from the Governor this morning, Madam President.
From the House.
Message dated January 21st. Madam President, pursuant to AS 2460-130, the House has confirmed the appointments of Representatives Kott and Kukesh as members and Representatives Porter and Berkowitz as alternate members to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. And those are all the messages from the House this morning.
Are there communications?
There are no communications. Thanks. Communication. The following report is on file. Retirement Incentive Program Status Report. From Ann Lee McConnell, Director, Office of Management and Budget, in accordance with Chapter 4, Section 32B, FSSLA 1996. And those are all the communications this morning.
Are there standing committee reports?
There are no standing committee reports.
Are there special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Are there Senate resolutions for introduction?
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2 by Senator Taylor relating to management of Alaska's wildlife and fish resources.
Resources Committee.
Those are all the resolutions this morning.
Are there Senate bills for introduction?
There are no Senate bills.
Is there a daily calendar?
There is no daily calendar this morning.
Brings us to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business this morning? Are there announcements? Senator Kelly.
Rather than adjourn this quickly, I will announce that the Community Regional Affairs will have an organizational meeting Monday at 1:30 p.m. in the Farron Camp Room.
Further announcements? Senator
Taylor.
No
objection to adjourning this early.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate stand adjourned until Monday at 11 a.m.
Senator Elton, were you seeking the floor for a special order? Okay, I'm sorry. Senator Elton, special orders.
I apologize, but Madam President.
Senator Elton, you have the floor. For the special orders, Senator Halpern.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand adjourned until 11 a.m. Monday.
Hearing no objection, we're adjourned until Monday.